What is up, y'all? It is your boy Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate it. Before we continue, I just want to say all music that is played in this podcast do not no songs belong to me. Just for copyright issues. I just want to get that out of the way before we go any further. But so let's get this shit started. Let me look on my list and see what we got. So first thing I want to talk about today is the support in the black community. Support amongst each other in the black community. Now, first and foremost, I firmly believe that right now, as a human race, just in general, the support amongst each other, like just amongst your friends or your family members or whatever, it's better than what it was before. I feel like that's just the facts. I feel like that this generation, that like us who are in our 20s, we're more understanding to when somebody says that, oh, they want to follow this dream or they want to do this. They're more understanding. Now, with that being said, us in the black community, we are trash when it comes to supporting each other. On God, we are trash. Now, for instance, today it was announced that Jay-Z and Diddy are both creating apps that are that allow you to find black owned businesses around you. That's a great idea. Do not get me wrong, that is a fantastic idea. But the only thing is that's already been created by somebody who's black. So why is, if you're going to do that, why not just support the person who already created that idea and just like partnership with them or something, man? That's some grimy shit. That's some get rich shit right there, man. Because honestly speaking, everybody's going to be using that, man. And there's no way that person who first developed is going to be able to keep up with them. They have millions of dollars. But that's just crazy to me, man. Like, why can't... It's crazy, and that's just on an upper scale. Let's just take it down a notch. Let's say that your homie, like black people, we're the first niggas to like kill each other for money. First of all. Oh, well, we ain't the first people, but we do that shit in abundance. I'm not saying nowadays. Nowadays, that shit's cut down, but that shit still happens at an alarming rate. Like, niggas, like, you could be on your come up. You're on your grind. You trying to, like, make it out. And once niggas see that you making it out, they just start treating you different, bro. That's just brazy to me. I'm out of blood, but that's just brazy to me. Like that shit, like that whole Jay-Z shit, that shit just got to me, bro. That shit crazy to me, bro. Like, amazing. But anyways, what's next on my topic? Let's see here. Okay. So first of all, the only thing that I could give respect to Donald Trump for during his presidency is him saying that CNN, Fox News, all them bullshit ass, MSNBC, whatever you want to call it, they're fake news. That's the only thing I could agree with them. Because that shit is the fakest of news, man. So, apparently today, I'm not sure if it's today, this is the nigga room. We do not fact check here. We only talk about what we know, and if we approve it, until we approve it wrong, what is said is said. Until we are proven wrong. But anyways, so supposedly today, a man got shot and killed in his own backyard by a cop because the cop thought that the guy's phone was a gun, and he also thought that he was a car thief. My nigga, first of all, what? He's a car thief and he's in a backyard and he has a phone. How the fuck are you gonna mistake a phone for a gun? These niggas are not trained for this shit, bro. Oh, God. Like, my mans, I don't get it, man. Like, these niggas, they really... How you gonna... And then, like I said, it's fake news because MSNBC, NBC, whatever you want to call it, they choose when they want to talk about that shit, bruh. That shit is just... They choose when... Like, that shit is just so demoralizing and it's just annoying, bruh. That's why I don't like... I don't ever watch news. Like, what the fuck? There you go. That's why I never watch the news, bro, because that shit is just mad annoying. And then, obviously, this nigga is probably just going to get a slap in the wrist. He's going to get suspended with pay to leave and yada, 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 and all that good bullshit, man. I don't know, man. That free Meek Mill shit, though, y'all know. Ooh, Meek Mill. Hey, Meek Mill finna. Meek Mill's a victim. Niggas is finally realizing that Meek Mill's is a victim to the system. Because he got caught with crooked cops. They've been playing him his whole life. He's in jail for that shit. And they finally caught proof that that nigga's... Hey, free Meek Mill, bro. I don't care what anybody says. Meek Mill's top 5 in my opinion right now. As of right now, Meek Mill's top 5. Don't give a fuck what anybody says. But anyways, like I was saying, that's just sad, bro. That shit's just really, really sad. Which brings me into my next topic, which is the motherfucking shooting in Maryland, bro. You trying to tell me every day that I fucking wake up, I have to read there's a fucking school that just got shot up, bro? Every day? Really? Because that's what this shit feels like, bro. Like I said my last podcast, fucking United Airlines, them motherfuckers can fuck up once and it goes viral, and then there's already a fucking law for that shit. But then when it comes to this school shooting shit, y'all niggas still ain't, y'all got nothing? Really? I don't know, it sounds a little fishy to me. Y'all can see it as, oh, it's just blah, blah, blah. That shit sounds planned to me. Speaking of pets, or speaking of animals in general, I just want y'all to know that there is no longer any more male white horn rhinos. That's right. They have gone extinct. So now there's only females, and then once females, well, you guys know where this shit goes. I'm pretty sure, though, us humans, we're just gonna clone that shit, but that's crazy, man. That shit's finally gone extinct. Now there's only females. But anyways, I don't know why I do that shit. I always just get off a topic and talk about other real shit. But it's just because, I mean, people don't stay informed, man. I just like to keep people informed, to be honest. There's nothing wrong. Ignorance is bliss, you know? I'm cool with this song. Oh, yeah, Savage Time. But, yeah, man. Like, come on. How is there not laws of school... Somebody literally said at the school. They literally said, if you think that a school shooting will not happen at your school, you're gravely mistaken. That bitch could happen anywhere. That bitch can happen anywhere. And I like how it's not even, like, it happened, like, in less than 5 minutes. It's funny because finally the shooter, he finally got killed. So, I don't even know if he's white. I don't know if he's black. I don't know the race of him, whatever. But he got killed. It'll be funny as fuck if he's black and he got killed, though. Because then that would just, like, that would just, oh my goodness. But anyways, all this school shooting shit, I'm pretty confident that it's like, it's something that the government's behind, bro. Y'all can say, oh, conspiracy theory this, conspiracy theory that, or whatever, but in my honest opinion, that's some government shit, bro. Because I don't even want to Google how many school shootings there's been since the beginning of 2018, and it's only March. That's just scary to me, bruh. That's just scary to me how there's so many fucking shootings and shit. That shit's not right, bruh. And my simple solution to this. Simplest solution. Treat the motherfucking rich schools like how y'all treat the motherfucking hood schools. When have y'all ever heard of a nigga in a hood school hood school getting shot up? Never, bruh. They got fucking metal detectors up in that bitch. They got security guards searching every single man. This is just ridiculous, bro. That's just like the most simplest like thing to do. But then again, you gotta think about this, y'all. Y'all gotta real life think about this. That shit can happen anywhere. That shit not even a school shooting. That shit can happen anywhere. That shit can happen in a movie theater. That shit can happen at Walmart anywhere. That shit's scary. Well, let's not dig that deep. Let's get some motivation up in this bitch, man. Because I feel like I've gotten too dark in this podcast. You know, 2017, last year, I used to make a lot of excuses, bro. To be honest, even the years before that, I used to make a lot of excuses, but. E.T. and Gary V, man. E.T. the hip-hop preacher and Gary V, when I started following them, like, let's say September, October of last year, bruh. I never used to really pay attention to them. Like, I followed them. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool content. I should listen to that shit. Little did I know that shit was going to change my life, bruh. Because, honestly speaking, I remember E.T., he said, the reason why you aren't where you want to be at is because you keep making excuses. And that's just crazy to me because I was at a point in my job that I was just making excuses as to why I wouldn't work harder, you know? That's a different story, though. That job was crazy, man. But anyways, and then I remember a couple days after he said that shit, I remember Gary V, he said something very similar about making excuses. He said the reason why you're a bum or the reason why you're not where you want to be in life, same shit, but it's just in a different way, man. And I'm like, yo, these guys are millionaires. They're successful as fuck. And if they saying this shit, then why the fuck, like, why should I follow that shit? And slowly and surely, man, I started making less excuses and less excuses and just taking accountability of my shit, bro. Real life. And once you start doing that shit, you start to get self-confidence. That shit, you taking accountability of yourself, it leads to a lot of things, bro. To be honest, that shit, like, it helps a lot of things. like I always say, man, the mind is a very powerful thing. And if you really like sit down and like, not even, I know there's a picture on Instagram or whatever. There's always one that says like, oh, take one day and don't make an excuse to see how your life changes. Nah, bro, that's bullshit. Or they might, I hope they don't mean that literally. Cause one day just isn't enough. You gotta do that shit every day. You gotta do that shit every day. In order for you to truly see how that shit could change your life, you gotta do that shit every day. Like today, I only went to the gym twice. I didn't hit the gym three times, man. I should, but fuck, it's already late, man. I already did that shit late. But yeah, man. Stop making excuses. Just produce. Just produce. When you make a mistake, get up and just brush it off and just try again. That's all it is. Repetition is the key to success. Literally. You practice it long enough, then we good. But anyways, y'all, this blunt is done. But anyways, thank you all for entering into the nigger room. I do appreciate it. For all my niggas that be listening to me, please, 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 please. I would appreciate it if y'all gave me some feedback, like a DM on my Instagram or whatever. And tell me what I could do to improve my podcast. Because I feel like I could do better, but I just don't know what's the issue. You know what I'm saying? So please, I would appreciate that. Anyways, like I said, this is the Nigga Room. My name is Chef Nigga D, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.